to bother you, Patrick, so I stayed off the radio. Just want to let you know our power just come back on after 4 days and 5 hours. Hooray!
I'm glad to hear it. Cut that generator off and give it a break.
Little me. This morning I went out and checked the oil on it. It looks like you just poured it out of the can. Looks brand new. Mobile One 5W30. And it was full. But I went down the basement a little while ago, and this great big whoop, just as I come down in the basement, and I went looking all over. It was that big solenoid cutting off the generator.
Well, I know that'll make a lot of people down there in that area happy. Hopefully we'll start getting some power back on up here in this area before long, but the text message I got yesterday said maybe Friday.
You know what, Patrick? You're in one of the worst places up there, I think, from what I've been hearing. But that could be. But we're kind of down at the end of the line here. Our substation's down at Vaughn Packing Company, and it ends right at the bottom of the hill. The people going up the hill are on another service. But we're usually basically sucking hind tit, you know, when it comes to timing on who gets their power back first. So I was really surprised.
Roger that. Now Miss Bernice will be in there cooking you another big dessert.
Piece of cherry cheesecake and a cup of coffee. I've been out blowing acorns out of the yard. You've got thousands of them.
Hi, Patrick.
Good to hear you, and give him a good whack for me.
He definitely needs it.
We had to get to her yesterday, and she made barbecued ribs and, potato salad, baked beans, and all the trimmings. And she gave them 3 dozen eggs to go home. They're laying good right at the moment, Patrick.
For a restock here shortly, if I can get down that way.
I don't think there's any doubt about it right at the moment, unless they just up and stop. The far side just had 4 eggs today, but the other had 5. But we've been getting 10 eggs a day. Wow, I'm really pleased with these isobrowns.
Well, I'm glad to hear y'all's power's back on and everything's working out for y'all.
Everything's still a mess up there. I haven't even had the radio on. I've been busy this morning.
To be honest with you, I don't know if anything's changed up here at all because I've been right here and not getting much information for this area. I don't know what it is for the hams in this area. Just don't seem to get on the radio.
Boy, they have been. You sure done a great job with them, Patrick, and so did SOE, I can't remember his name now, because I hadn't talked to him much, and so did Shane. You all ought to be proud.
Well, me and Wayne are set up here at the Anchor Disaster site, which is the church here in right close to where I live, and we're relaying information for them to go out over the air on the WGCR. That's what we've been doing for the past 2 days.
Bless you and keep up the good work. Now get off of here and get out of the way because maybe there'll be more traffic here shortly when people get off work, if there is work. I don't even know if Lowe's and stuff like that's open or not, but there should be after this power gets back on. Take care, Patrick. And thanks again, KO4HKX and 0TR Click.
Three, Tom. You and Miss Bernice stay safe down there and enjoy that power. KO4HKX, standing by on the net.
Thanks for the kind words, Tom. W4SOE.
Yes, sir. You certainly earned it. We're going up to pay the water bill here at Blue Ridge, so they won't cut us off. And we're thankful just to have water. You guys done a great job. This is 0TR Clip.
WW4GET, standby.
HKX.
A moment. Is there anything after that Publix and Walmart and the 7-Eleven and Old Buncombe and 276 for that one?
No, sir. Nothing come in. Been kind of quiet. I was talking to Tom there for a minute. Just taking a pause and letting it rest for a minute.
All right. I just wanted to check that before I report these last two. We'll get those sent in. All right. I'll be standing by.
HKX, standing by. HKX, W4S, so we with info.
W4SOE, KO4HKX here.
Long, so I'll pause in between. First Presbyterian Church of Greenville is providing a place for people to charge devices and get in out of the heat. Break.
Presbyterian of Greenville providing a place to charge devices and get in out of the heat.
Copy so far.
Good copy. Double checking with you. First Presbyterian of Greenville offering a place to charge devices and get in out of the heat.
Roger. Today they will be open until 9 p.m. They will take it day by day, but this individual who is a ham, probably listening in to the church, will keep us updated. I anticipate we will be open again tomorrow and Wednesday during our regular business hours. How copy so far?
9 today and tomorrow and Wednesday, normal business hours.
Roger. The church is willing to be a distribution center in the downtown Greenville area should there be a need. So we need to make sure we let the state know that. The church will be willing to be a distribution center in the downtown Greenville area should the need arise. Break.
Need arise, they're willing to be a distribution in the downtown Greenville area.
Here comes the address. 200 West Washington Street, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. I say again, 200 West Washington Street, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Okay.
100 West Washington Street, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. For bringing that in here, and I'm sure, Matthew, did you get a good copy on that?
Was on the other radio. I'm going to need a repeat on that, sorry.
Matthew, do you have Winlink?
Connectivity is very limited at this time. I can do voice over to the state, that's about it.
I will say the message again momentarily. Wait.
Call out and see if somebody is available online on the radio here that does have Winlink. Stand by if you'd like.
I have Winlink, and I can forward this on to EMD. I'm kind of here backing you up too. So if you want me to do that, I will do that, and I will send you. No way to send it to you. I can send it to the state.
Most cases, if I had the connectivity, I'd be able to help you out, but I don't in that regard. So if you can send it direct, that's definitely better than voice. I'm sending two others right now via voice here in a moment. So appreciate that.
I have full Winlink capability, so if I can assist you there, let me know. If that offloads some of the lift on you. I will send this to the state, and I will CC Tom.
Looking forward, that might assist. So what was the call sign and name again? I'm sorry.
W4SOE, Whiskey 4, Sierra, Oscar, Echo. My name is Sean. I'm the Greenville County EC. All right, so we're kind of all working together on this.
I'd have met before, actually, downtown there. But very good, Sean. I appreciate the info and that you have the Winlink up and available. We will possibly utilize that if my local guy here isn't available. So thanks. I appreciate it. WW4GET. Clear.
W4SOE clear. Thanks, Patrick.
Race cakes. No problem. You guys appreciate all y'all are doing in the background. And KO4HK, standing by.
48 line. Can I get a quick radio check, please?
There was a double there. Radio check, go ahead, and then I'll get the double.
This is KK4LAZ, KK4LAZ. I want to get a quick radio check. Going to be working on logging traffic here at 3:30.
Full quieting into the repeater. KO4HK.
Hit the report. I'll be jumping on at 3:30 to assist with logging. KK4LAZ clear.
Station that doubled. Come on in here, KO4HKX.
The AY, I've been out for a while. I was just checking in to see if SID W4IOE has surfaced yet.
Haven't heard anything yet.
Nobody's here in the Blue Ridge Club has heard from them that I've been able to raise either, so we'll keep trying. Thank you. I'll be monitoring.
David, have you heard anything on Jay? I know he's over in the Lake Lure area. I was just curious. Haven't heard anything out of him.
Nothing at all.
Well, if you do, come back over here and let us know, please, sir.
Much. I'm clear and monitoring.
KO4HKX, standing by.
KQ4LOO,
KQ4LOO, KO4HKX. Go ahead, Tal.
Talking to Patrick, is that correct?
That is correct.
Busy up here today. I had to go to work, so I don't know. Haven't had a chance to get up here.
No point in me going to work until everybody's got power back on.
Have you found anything out about my aunt?
Have not. Have not heard anything from that direction at all, really.
Still haven't heard anything yet either, so I'm trying to check in and see if they might heard anything.
W4SOE, you still on frequency? If he comes back in here, I will see if he can relay that information on up to Mount Mitchell. They may have more luck with it.
Appreciate everything you're doing.
Couldn't do it without you guys bringing me the information. I'm just sitting here in one spot.
That sucks sometimes, I know.
I think I'm going to step away for about 5 minutes just to refuel WW4JET.
KO4HKX.
HTX, this is Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo.
Go ahead, station.
I can try to relay that information if you would like for Sean, since he's stepped away from the radio. I'm still here monitoring.
If you could, that'd be great.
Repeat that information I need to relay. Just to make sure I have it down.
Cal, are you on frequency? You want to give it to him or you want me to?
I'll let you give it to me because I can't even read what I tried to write down.
I think that'd probably be best since you wrote it down. I don't have the phone number off the top of my head. I do know it's 284 West Pine Drive in Asheville, right behind the mall, but I don't have the phone numbers or anything.
Roger that. All right, let me go ahead and relay this. Let me know when you're ready, station. All right, we're looking for Teresa Robertson on 125 Old Italy Road, Spruce Pine. And we're also looking, I'm sorry, disregard, that's the wrong one. Just mark that one out. And that's Carolyn Howington, 284 White Pine Drive Asheville. It's right behind the Asheville Mall. I have phone numbers when you're ready.
Okay, I need a copy on the last name. I got Carolyn.
Howington. Hotel, Oscar, Whiskey, India, Nancy, Golf, Tango, Oscar, November.
Hotel, Oscar, Whiskey, India, Nancy, Golf, Tango, Oscar, Nancy. Numbers.
Cell phone number just in case.
Okay, Patrick.
Cell number 8283016255.
3016255.
Thank you very much, KQ4LOO. I'm going to step away for a few minutes.
KO4HKX, standing by.
HKX, KF4NXY.
KF4NXY, KO4HKX here.
Just want to let you know they've got gasoline at 7-Eleven in Moonville. They've got the lights, traffic lights, back up and working. So if somebody needs gas, they can get to the 7-Eleven. They got a little bit of a line, but it don't look real bad. Just don't let anybody know about that. Y'all have a good day under the circumstances, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY.
NXY, David, thanks for bringing that information in here. 7-Eleven in Moonville has gas with a little bit of a line, so good to know. I appreciate you bringing that in here. I hope you and Miss Marie are staying safe down there. KO4HKX. For HKX, monitoring.
KO4HKX.
HKX, go ahead, station.
For HKX, this is Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo.
For HKX, go ahead.
Patrick, this is John. I tried to call both numbers, and the landline are down. I did leave a message on the mobile. Contact with back, and then I will call with Sean and see what else we can do.
John, I appreciate it. Thank you for that effort there, and hopefully we can make contact with her here and get something here soon. KO4HKX, standing by.
KO4 Juliet Romeo Kilo, monitoring.
That's the reason. That's the reason. I've been noticing.
appreciate that. You get a copy on that? Well, the gas stations on 176 in Inman to Spartanburg are pumping gas.
Excuse me. All the stations on 176 in Inman are online and pumping gas. So much.
KO4HTX, monitoring.
KO4HTX, Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo, stepping away for about an hour.
That. Thanks for letting me know, sir. KO4HTX.